Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to all who are here in person in the Gompa. It's good to see everyone. Good morning to everyone on Zoom.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Dalmasi.
We're going to get started in just another couple minutes.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome. Let me try this again with sound. Good morning and welcome. Geshla is not here today. Geshla's not here today. Sorry, the pause is that I'm getting some echo here in the Gomp and I don't know why. Okay, here we go. Okay, now let's start again. Rewind. Good morning, everyone. Geshla's not here today. That must be why I'm discombobulated. We're going to have a couple of guided meditations here. So if you would like, we can start with some prostrations. And then we'll start with our Sunday morning prayers. Beginning with the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra, which if you are in the Gompa, is on page 34 of the Gold Prayer Book. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Another medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. Taya ta om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Taya ta om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Taya ta om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Taya ta om bekanse, 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 raja samudgate soha. Taya ta om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Taya ta om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. Taya ta om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samudgate soha. And now, also on page 34, the Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And the 10 Rezi verse of praise and mantra, which is on page 37 in the Gold Prayer Book. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chen Rezig, all-seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani. Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. And the green Tara verse and mantra. Tare liberates from psychic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. 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 And now the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. All right, and now Linda will lead us in a meditation.
Thank you, Donna. I am going to go ahead and turn the hostship over to you, Donna, just in case there's anything in the chat, any problems. And then you can make me co-host once you're host. Thanks, everyone, for your patience. Well, good morning. It's good to see everyone today. In Geshe-la's absence, as Donna mentioned, she and I will be leading us through a couple of guided meditations. So I'm Linda Saw. I think many of you know me already. Hopefully those of you on Zoom have seen me before. Donna is spiritual program coordinator, and I'm her assistant. So, all right, so before we jump into a meditation, I'm going to talk us through the 7-point meditation posture. And so with this, this helps our energy and air and everything flow a little bit better during meditation. Some of the positions work for some. Some, you know, you need to kind of just for your body. We'll start with the legs. So if you're on a cushion, there are several different options. One is you can sit in the full Vajra or lotus position, which is, you know, difficult to do, but some people can do it. And that would be where both feet are turned, you know, basically upside down on your lap, on your thighs, in a cross-legged position. Or you can do half Vajra or half lotus, where just one of those feet are turned upside down and on a thigh. Or you can just sit in a simple cross-legged position. If you are on a chair, it's best to have your feet on the floor. So if they don't reach the floor, you might grab a cushion like I have here. Even sit a little forward on your seat so that your back isn't leaning back against the back part of the seat. So you're sitting up nice and tall. Okay. And so then that brings us to point number 2. Again, this is the 7-point meditation posture, and that would be the back. And so the back needs to be nice and tall and straight, as though it's like a stack of coins stacked up nice and tall. And envision that from the crown of your head, so not your forehead, but back here towards the back, is reaching and lengthening up towards the ceiling as your sits bones are reaching and lengthening down towards the earth. So you have a nice, tall, straight spine. And then point number 3 and 4 are kind of together. This is the shoulders and the hands. So you can just take a moment to maybe roll those shoulders open and back, have your chest open, and then relax the shoulders. You don't have them up, but just back and relaxed. And then your arms, those can rest in your lap with your right hand over your left hand, and those thumbs can touch lightly. So you kind of form like a teardrop or almost like an upside down heart shape, and just rest those right in your lap. And that tends to come a few inches right below the navel, which is where you want it to be. And then kind of bring the arms out away from the body so that there's a little bit of space for some air to circulate through. Again, that just keeps everything kind of nice and open during the seated posture for meditation. All right, and then the head should be right in alignment with the rest of your spine. So again, nice and tall, lengthening up again through the crown of the head. And then you want to think about lengthening the back of the neck. And so to do that, you'll need to just ever so slightly tuck the chin. So not a lot, just a little to think about, instead of thinking about dropping the chin, think about lengthening the back of the head. And so that neck is nice and long across the back. Okay, and then we move to point number 6, which is a combination of the jaw, the mouth, and the tongue. So like our shoulders, we also tend to hold tension in our jaws. So you want to make sure your jaw is relaxed. You can even separate the teeth just a little bit, but remain with the lips closed. So you can't see my face right now, but the lips are closed, but teeth are slightly apart. And then with your tongue, you want to think about resting kind of the forward or the front part of your tongue on right behind those front teeth on the palate of the upper mouth. And that helps with saliva, so you're not swallowing a lot during your meditation. And then point number 7, lastly, are the eyes. And so in a traditional Buddhist posture of meditation, the eyes gently close and you might allow just a sliver of light to come through. And so the light helps bring in a little bit of light to help you stay awake. If you tend to be more on the excited part of, like, you know, really kind of focusing on what's happening outside, you can close your eyes all the way. So whatever works for you. All right, so just take a moment to find that position that feels the most comfortable for you as you settle in. And you want to make sure that the physical body is as comfortable as it can be. So you do want to take some time to make sure that how you are sitting is going to be of assistance rather than an obstacle to your meditation. And as you're settling in, start by taking 3 full deep breaths through the belly or the abdomen. So on the inhale, you really fill up the lungs, expand the belly. And then on the exhale, release all that air. So 3 or 4, however many of these you need. While you're doing this, just take a moment to really invite yourself into this time, into this space, into this meditation, allowing yourself to be fully present right here. And gently allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. And we'll begin by bringing our awareness to the breath. And bring your focus to right at the tip of the nostrils, the tip of the nose, or the opening passageways of the nose, where the inhale comes into the body and the exhale leaves. So just bring your awareness to that specific part of the nose. We'll just sit like this for a couple of minutes. If your mind wanders away from the tip of the nose, the rim of the nostrils, just gently guide your awareness back to that place of focus. There's no judgment. There's no need. To force it, just gently guide your awareness back. And then let that focus go and bring to mind a strong intention that you'll do this meditation and take this time to give it your all. As we try to work on our minds to overcome self-centered bias and judgments and to develop the mind of perfect equanimity and balance towards others. And by doing so, we can be of benefit not only to ourselves and our loved ones and our friends, but also to those who we don't know and those who we find challenges with. Imagine in the space in front of you, three people, someone you like, someone you dislike, someone you feel indifferent toward. And be specific and keep these three images of these three people in your mind throughout this particular meditation. Imagine them, all three, sitting there in front of you. And let's first focus on the friend. Allow your feelings for that person to arise strongly. Feel your conviction that this person is definitely and truly a friend. That's a person who's good to you and fulfills your needs and wishes. And also feel how you really want this person to be happy. And now shift your attention to the person that you dislike or whom you find challenging. We'll call that person an enemy. This person perhaps is not kind to you, who doesn't satisfy your needs, who annoys you, makes you angry, hurts you. And take a moment to regard this person very carefully. And look carefully about the feelings you have for this person. And finally, shift your attention to the so-called stranger, the person you barely know, someone who you neither like or dislike. And now look carefully at this person and note your feelings of indifference. And now consider and recognize the nature of your relationships with each of these three people, and especially the labels that you've put on each of them. And those labels are based solely on what they do or don't do for you at this point in time. Friend, enemy, stranger. And think of people who have been your friend but then became your enemy, or vice versa. Strangers who became your friends or your enemies. As you can see, each of these labels is temporary and impermanent. It's just what the situation is at the current time. Now move your attention back to your friend and imagine a situation that would cause the friendship to end. Imagine your friend turning against you. Experience the resentment and the anger and the hurt that you would feel in such a situation. Do you still feel warm and friendly feelings toward this person? Do you still wish him or her well? Do you want that person to be happy? Where is your friend now? And remember that this person was not always your friend before you were acquainted. The person might have been a stranger or an enemy. Recognize how easily this person could cease to be your friend now. Bring to mind that there is no sound reason for feeling kind and loving toward only the friend of this moment. Relationships have changed in the past and will continue to change. Today's friend can become tomorrow's enemy. Now shift your attention to the present enemy that you had imagined. And now imagine a situation in which you could be drawn together and become close, a common interest, a word of praise or kindness. Look at that person and your feelings toward them very carefully. Are your feelings softening? Perhaps becoming warmer? We all can learn to feel warmly towards our enemies. This has happened before and will happen again. So why do we hold so strongly to the concept that this person is definitely an enemy? Moving your attention to the stranger now, imagine how one act of kindness or anger from this person could immediately turn him or her into a friend or an enemy. There is no inherent definite stranger here. There's no sound reason for the feelings of indifference that we hold on to. Remember that your present friend and your present enemy were both strangers to you at one point, and that this enemy could become, and that this stranger could become a friend or an enemy now. Maintain your awareness of these three people in front of you. Think about the fragile impermanence of these relationships. It's only your misconceived belief in the concreteness of these labels of friend, enemy, stranger that holds your mind back from the possibility of change and fluidity. Your friend, enemy, and stranger all want happiness just as much as you do. We're all equal. And everyone is equal in having the potential to develop their minds to the fullest extent and to achieve ultimate clarity and compassion. None of this means that we should not discriminate at all. On a practical level, our ability to distinguish between actions and individuals is necessary. Naturally, we feel closer to some people and are wise to keep our distance from others. Now bring those three individuals back to mind, seated in front of you. And then you might expand that. Where your friend is, add all of your loved ones, all of your friends, all of the people you like. Where the enemy is, bring to mind anyone, anything that you may dislike. It causes you harm, frustration, you find challenging. And then finally, where the stranger is, imagine all of the strangers, so many. The space in front of you is filled now, friends, enemies, strangers. All of them sentient beings who, just like you, wish for happiness and wish to avoid any kind of suffering. Bring to mind that just like you, all of these beings suffer in different ways. And as we continue this meditation, feel that you're doing this not only for yourself, but also on behalf of all of these beings seated in front of you. Visualize or imagine that at the level of your forehead, in front of you, about 6 to 8 feet or so, Shakyamuni Buddha is right there. He's made of light, very bright and clear and transparent. Take a moment to get that image. Again, right in front of you, about the level of your forehead. Visualize also a large golden throne made of light. On the throne is a white lotus, then a cushion of sunlight, a cushion of moonlight, These represent the three principles of the past. The lotus represents renunciation. The sun cushion represents the wisdom realizing emptiness. And the moon cushion represents bodhicitta. And seated upon this throne of light, facing you, is Shakyamuni Buddha. His holy body is the color of fine gold made of light. He's wearing the saffron robes of a monk, and he's sitting in the Vajra, or full lotus position. The palm of his right hand rests on his right knee with his fingers touching the moon cushion, signifying his great control over all delusions. His left hand is in his lap in the posture of meditative concentration and holds an alms bowl filled with nectar, representing the medicine which he can cure our delusions. Buddha's face is very beautiful and very peaceful. He smiles at you with eyes filled with love and compassion. Feel very strongly that you are in the presence of an enlightened being who understands and accepts you just as you are, and who strongly wishes to help you to reach his state of enlightenment. Visualize that rays of light are emanating from each pore of Buddha's holy body, reaching every corner of the universe. The rays are actually composed of countless miniature Buddhas, some going out to help living beings, some dissolving back into his body, having completed their work. Develop an attitude of taking refuge in the Buddha's enlightened qualities, recognizing that by applying the medicine of the Buddha's teachings, we can become enlightened ourselves. Make a request from your heart to the Buddha for his blessings that you can become free from all negative energy, misconceptions, and develop all the realizations of the path to enlightenment. Feel that your request has been granted, and a stream of purifying white light flows from Buddha's heart and enters your body through the crown of your head. Feel that all your negativities have been dispelled and that you are filled with blissful white light. And now we'll recite Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Taya Tai Om Mane Mane Maha Munaye Soha. Taya Tai Om Mane Mane Maha Munaye Soha. Taya Tai Om Mane Mane Maha Munaye Soha. Then make a strong request to the Buddha for his blessings that you can develop all his enlightened qualities for the benefit of all sentient beings, including yourself. Feel that your request has been granted and visualize a stream of golden light flows from the Buddha's heart, entering your crown chakra and bringing all the qualities of enlightened body, speech, and mind in the form of this golden light. Imagine that your body is completely filled with this golden light and that you feel great bliss. And now visualize that Shakyamuni Buddha comes to the crown of your head, facing the same direction as you, and then focus on all beings visualized sitting around you, the friends and loved ones, the enemies and those who you have challenges with, and all of the strangers and all beings. Generate love and compassion for them, and as you generate this love and compassion, we'll recite the Buddha's mantra and imagine that rays of light in the nature of wisdom and compassion radiate out from the Buddha's heart to all beings, bringing them all the qualities of enlightened body, speech, and mind. Feel very strongly that all their negativities are purified and that they themselves become perfectly enlightened, experiencing great bliss and wisdom. Taya tai om mane mane maha munaye soha. Taya tai om mane mane maha munaye soha. Taya tai om mane mane maha munaye soha. And then visualize that the Buddha melts into pure golden light, which absorbs into you. Imagine your ordinary concept of yourself dissolves and you become union with oneness, body, speech, and mind. Rest in that blissful space for as long as you can before distraction arises. And rejoice in having done this meditation and created the cause to be able to enlighten yourself and others. And now dedicate any benefit you may have gained from doing this meditation towards attaining a perfect state of mind where you can benefit countless beings. You can gently bring your awareness back to this space. Gently opening your eyes and feel free to take a stretch or even stand up. We'll take about a minute to transition to another meditation, I believe, on compassion. Good morning.
Okay, let's take a minute and just take a couple of breaths to recenter our minds after the little disruption here. So just 3 deep breaths, watching the rim of our nostrils. Imagine that all of space is filled with beings sitting around you and extending out beyond the horizon. Contemplate their suffering. First, think of the suffering of your parents and the other people you are close to, your children, your friends. Open your heart to the physical and psychological problems they are experiencing. And think that just like you, they want to be free of all suffering. Feel how wonderful it would be if they were free and could enjoy the peace and bliss of enlightenment. Now think of the people you do not like or who have hurt you. Imagine their suffering, physical pain and discomfort, feelings of loneliness, insecurity, fear, dissatisfaction. Just like you, they don't want problems, but they have no choice. As long as the mind is confused and ignorant of reality, it cannot find peace. Open your heart to these people for whom you normally feel irritation or anger. Expand your awareness to take in the troubles and pain of other human beings and animals. Whoever has an uncontrolled mind necessarily has suffering. But don't be overwhelmed by all of this. Remember that suffering, unhappiness, and pain are mental experiences, impermanent and changeable. They arise because of misunderstanding and confused emotions. And once their causes have been eliminated, they disappear. It is a matter of each one of us working on our own minds, dealing with our misconceptions and negative energy, and gradually developing a correct understanding of the way things actually exist. Feel strongly the aspiration to do this yourself. Develop that correct understanding so that you can help others to be free of their suffering. Now, visualize just above your head and facing the same way as you, Avalokiteshvara, the manifestation of pure, unobstructed compassion, love, and wisdom. His body is of bright white light, transparent and radiant. Try to feel his living presence. His face is peaceful and smiling, and he radiates his love to you and all the beings surrounding you. He has 4 arms. His first 2 hands are together at his heart and hold a jewel that fulfills all wishes. His second 2 arms are raised to the level of his shoulders. The right one holds a crystal mala and the left a white lotus. He is sitting on a white moon disc upon an open lotus his legs crossed in the full lotus posture. He wears exquisite silk and precious jewels. Hold your awareness on this image until it is stable. Stay relaxed and comfortable and open to Avalokiteshvara's serene and loving energy. Now make a prayer or wish from your heart to overcome your misconceptions and negative energy and to develop pure love and compassion for all beings. Feel that you are connecting with your own true nature, your highest potential. In response to your wish, Avalokiteshvara lovingly sends streams of white light filling every cell and atom of your body. It purifies all your negativities and problems, all your past harmful actions, and your potential to give harm in the future, and completely fills you with this limitless love and compassion. Your body feels light and blissful, your mind peaceful and clear. Now the light from Avalokiteshvara radiates out beyond you to every living being, everyone surrounding you, to the horizon and beyond, purifying their negative energy and filling them with bliss. Now, while concentrating on this image, let's chant the Mani Mantra. We'll say it aloud 7 times and then go on chanting silently for a while. And then I'll chant one more aloud to complete the chanting. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now visualize Avalokiteshvara dissolving into white light. The light flows down through the crown of your head and reaches your heart center. Your mind merges indistinguishably with Avalokiteshvara's, and you experience complete tranquility and bliss. Hold this feeling of bliss. When your normal, mundane sense of self starts to creep in, the I that is bored, restless, hungry, remember this is not your real self. Bring your attention again to the experience of being one with Avalokiteshvara's qualities of infinite love and compassion.
Thank you all. Before we do our dedications, I want to announce, if you are not aware, that our Geshe's precious teacher, Khyentse Rinpoche, has accepted our invitation to come and teach. His actually coming is contingent upon him getting his visa. The appointment with the consular office is on Thursday of this week, which is Wednesday night here. So I thought we could say a mala of Green Tara Mantras to remove obstacles. So we will chant the first seven together, and then the rest of the mantra, rest of the mala silently, and then we'll chant the very last one together. And we'll have more announcements. It might be a couple of weeks after his appointment before we know if his visa has been approved, so I'm not quite sure how the process will work, but so we'll put out our best energies now to create the causes for him to come. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Okay, and now in just a moment we'll start our dedication prayers. Need to get over to Zoom. Okay. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy, may the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. All who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other.
For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And the long life prayer, if you, and the gold prayer book, it's on page 244. And the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And page 245 is the long life prayer for Khyentse Rinpoche, the one who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And page 244, the long life prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green Tara mantras for the long, happy, healthy lives of our precious geshis. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.